Okay, we're ready. Ready to start on your side? Okay, I assume it's muted and we're ready to go. Okay, right before Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah all together. So I do want to also speak about today, but particularly Shabbos. And to begin, I just read something from the Tehillos Yisrael that kind of confirms a certain thing. We started with the whole concept of Hillel and Shammai. Hillel says that each day you should be adding a candle. So he wants to point out from this that our minimum goal in this VOD is to prevent ourselves from having the experience dwindle, right? To go backwards. Now, he wants to say that we have a special opportunity for really truly increasing. He says that we know the miracle as being that this one cup of oil can continued to last. So that would imply that each day it kept going, and that's our idea, that we don't want to dwindle. However, he points out that Hillel is implying that each day there's an extra amount of spiritual light, there's an extra dimension. It's an increase, not just a staying the same, but it's an increase. Another indication is one of the reasons on Pesach we don't say the complete Hallel is because it was really the miracles that took place. There's no new korbanos, nothing added in the ensuing days, so you don't say a complete Hallel. Whereas on Sukkot, each day there were different korbanos, and that means that each day they finished the Hallel because it reflected that something new is happening each day. So he's saying that with every new day of Hanukkah, there's another additional dimension that is opened up, if you will. I know I'm speaking kind of abstractly. We'll get Lamais in a minute. But so the point is this. There's available spiritually an ability to see something new or to connect to this day of Hanukkah that wasn't present before. And that's why there is an idea of not just the same thing didn't dwindle, but there's actually a new dimension available. So let's just take 1 minute, 1 second or two, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to discover something new today and on Shabbos and for the rest of Hanukkah. Okay, just take a second and make that prayer right now. Okay, now, that's point number one. Point number two, there is something in the Allah Nisim that has always bothered me, and I just saw this dealt with, which is at the end of the Allah Nisim, we're thanking Hashem. It says, and they established these 8 days as a time for singing and haldah, hallel and haldah. That now, why do they comment on the establishment of that? Whereas in Purim, they don't comment on that. So just to try to make this section of our Allah Nisim, which is at the end, for you to infuse a new kavana there, it's like this. There's a Hazal that teaches us that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a condition with the Yam Suf at the beginning of creation that it would split for the Jews. And there's an idea that the miracles of Mitzrayim and all the different miracles were set in place at the beginning of creation, because in all the other Moedim, the Jews needed to be rescued from. It was known that we had our life threatened, and there was that we needed a rescue. So it was embedded in the creation, whereas with Hanukkah, Hanukkah was not a threat to us, as we all know, physically. it was really, things were going horribly spiritually. And Hanukkah's miracle and Hanukkah's existence totally depended on our year of Shemayim, all right? In other words, a kol viday Shemayim. Everything was in the hands of heaven, meaning all the miracles and all the hatzalas of the other time periods was bidei Shemayim. But this was up to the year of Shemayim of the Kohanim. And so what happened was, this was a truly new miracle that was only going to manifest if they expressed the year of Shemayim. And therefore, that's why the fact that they got to establish these 8 days as a Hadon Hola is a reflection, something that was in the hands of the Hashmonaim at the time took place, and boom, that's what we have to, that itself we're thanking that they got to establish the Hanukkah miracle and holiday at all. So that's another dimension of Al Nisan. Last thing I want to say is this. It's kind of easy, in a certain sense, tomorrow to realize there's an extra Kedusha, because you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah all in one. Then the next day is Rosh Chodesh, and then we have Zos Hanukkah, which is also very special. I want to say the following idea for Shabbos. This is from a Rabbi Ephraim Stauber. This point has helped me so much. You know, Shabbos, he says, is a shocking thing. It's not a time to forge a new creation. I'm sorry, it's not a time to get close to Hashem, he says, Shabbos. I'll explain right now better. So Shabbos is a time to celebrate the closeness to Hashem you accomplish during the week. In other words, the famous idea that what we eat on Shabbos is what we did during the week. So anytime you have a triumph of your neshama over your goof, you were less lazy, you said something with kavana, you controlled your emotions, you acted properly, pressing any victory like that you experienced on the week, the purpose of Shabbos is to sit there with Hashem, if you will, and celebrate. So I want to encourage you, try your hardest to have some spiritual victories today, especially with all the help you can get from Hanukkah and the Mesiras Nefesh, as we discussed. And on Shabbos, try to remember and celebrate those victories. Okay, good Erev Shabbos.